At the hospital, Rex was relieved that security wasn't as tight there as it had become in America. He asked for Sophia and received the room number with no hassles about whether he was a relative or had a code. When he got to the room, his first thought was it had been a trap all along. Sophia was in bed all right. She'd been badly beaten. Her face was lumpy and misshapen, bruised, and one eye was swollen shut, the skin around it a nauseating shade of purple. Her left arm was in a cast. And in a corner, on a straight chair set at an angle, sat Cross-Eye, one of the two thugs from the restaurant. He was just rising as Rex arrived. He rushed at Rex, raising his hands to push him out of the doorway. He quickly learned that was a mistake. In seconds, he was incapacitated with a broken left wrist and three fingers on the right hand also broken. Rex's knee connected with his ribs, breaking a few of those for good measure. And his head connected with the goon's nose, setting off a torrent of blood and a wail of pain. Rex kicked the door closed as he bundled Cross-Eye into the attached bathroom. Rex used a sleeper hold to give the guy a nice rest, tied him up with his own bootlaces, stuffed a towel into his mouth, and left him in the shower, curtains drawn. Rex's breathing had hardly changed. He went back out into the hospital room, smiling. Sophia, though, was shaking and looking at him with horror and fear.
What have you done? You've signed my death warrant, and yours.
Before Rex could question her, the door to the hallway opened, and in walked Curly. He took in the scene and drew a knife from his belt, flicked it open, and lunged at Rex, swearing. Rex sidestepped the lunge and brought his fist crashing down on Curly's thick neck. The thug stumbled into the wall and recoiled, throwing both arms to the sides to avoid stabbing himself. Before he caught his balance, Rex had disarmed him and dragged him into the bathroom. He soon joined his buddy in the shower, but in worse condition. Rex considered it just retribution for the goon pulling a knife, so this one would wake up missing a few teeth, which he'd swallowed, and with a broken jaw for good measure, and a broken elbow of the arm he'd used to draw the knife, and a smashed left knee. Rex figured he'd get a nice new titanium knee. Curly was soon cozied up to his buddy in the shower, tied with his bootlaces and gagged with another towel. When he returned to Sophia's bedside, he had just one question. Are there any more of them I should expect? I'm afraid there's no more room in the shower.